U.S. Envoy James Baker returns to the United States today after a successful mission aimed at reducing Iraq's massive foreign debt. The former Secretary of State visited Tokyo and Beijing yesterday. A previous trip took him to five countries in Western Europe. At each stop, Baker achieved some measure of success toward alleviating a $120 billion debt burden that could cripple the reconstruction of Iraq. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration is trying to convince other governments to forgo repayment of most of the debts incurred by the Saddam Hussein government. But some of the largest debts are owed to countries that opposed the U.S.-led war that ousted Saddam. To take on the challenge, President Bush turned to James Baker, the man who successfully put together an international coalition in support of the first Persian Gulf War. Judith Yaffe, a senior research fellow at the National Defense University, says Baker enjoys a lot of goodwill internationally and used it to good effect.
Jim Baker is one of the most artful and persuasive representatives that we've ever had.
Baker obtained a pledge that Tokyo would forgive most of Iraq's debt to Japan, over $7 billion, including interest and penalties, if other creditor nations would do the same. Japan, which already has pledged substantial aid for Iraq's reconstruction, previously had resisted such a move. The Chinese government, according to its official news agency, told Baker it would consider reducing Iraq's debt for humanitarian reasons. Baker previously secured promises to cooperate from France, Russia, Germany, Britain, and Italy. Judith Yaffe says all of the creditor nations know there's a good chance they would never collect on Iraq's debt.
Did the Tsarist bonds ever get paid off after the Russian Revolution? You know, the new Iraqi government could just write off all that debt, saying, you know, we didn't incur this.
Ambassador David Mack, vice president of the Middle East Institute, says it's in the interests of creditor nations to reduce or forgive Iraq's debt.
All of them have the potential inducement of reestablishing normal economic relations with Iraq. This will include major economic transactions, such as oil contracts. In the case of the Soviet Union, for example, some of their state oil companies, former state oil companies, have entered into major contracts with the Iraq National Oil Company under the former regime, which were never implemented, of course, because of the sanctions, but they're very keen to try to protect those contracts.
The exact amount of debt forgiveness has yet to be negotiated. Judith Yaffe says that creditors will wait for the formation of a sovereign Iraqi government.
I would guess that the firm commitments are awaiting some degree of stability and the establishment of a new Iraqi government. They really don't want to make deals with a provisional government that may not be around tomorrow.
Ambassador Mack warns that the decisions that ultimately are made by various governments concerning debt reduction will be vital to Iraq's ability to attract new loans for reconstruction.
Without substantial debt forgiveness, governments would be very, very reluctant to extend credits because there would always be the concern that they would be lining up at the end of the queue for repayment. So they will want to see an Iraqi government that is envisaging the repayment of existing debts so that it can take on new ones for future repayment.
James Baker's mission is expected to take him next to the Middle East. Arab nations hold some $80 billion in Iraqi debt, and some of them may not be ready to forgive and forget the suffering caused by Iraq's past aggression. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.